Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. First, I want to apologize. I'm a little behind on getting a show out. I have been sick. You might be able to hear it in my voice. I haven't been getting sick that often, except now that I'm doing some of these hard shows. I think about them, gets to me, and the next thing I know, I get a cold. So it's the third one. After I had that show with Dr. Boyd Haley, you know, thinking about all those poor kids that are getting autism, and we might have some ways to reverse those symptoms, but they're being blocked from children. That really bothered me a lot. And of course, whammo, I get a cold. So I'm getting stronger. The next time I do a show, usually I don't get a cold the next time. It's the first time that I really think about the issue. It gets to me, but I guess that just means I care. So maybe it's not so bad of a thing. But let's talk about some of the stuff that's happened. First of all, I did a show with Lynette Zhang about the economy. And one of the things that, you know, really stuck with me is, you know, we have, the fundamentals are really messed up. And we should have, if we were just the United States, we should have collapsed a long time ago. But the thing is that the central banks are all working together using derivatives and using every tool in their toolkit to keep the system going. The fact that it's a world system, there's only a few countries that aren't in this whole system, and they're able to do negotiations between all the top countries, is allowing this system to float along, even though the underlying fundamentals are really messed up. There needs to be a reset. You can't go with this much debt. You can't go with this much inflation over time. You know, one of the things that she's talked about is hyperinflation. If you look at what most situations happen with hyperinflation, it happens in a short period of time. But in our scenario, hyperinflation was over a longer period of time, and it's kind of the genius of what they did. They, instead of hyperinflating it over a period of a couple years, it was over 100 years. And over the long term, it's hyperinflated, obviously. And now the dollar's not worth as much. But they're able to keep this thing floating, and it's really amazing. I don't know how long. Can they do this forever? How long can we have fundamentals that are so messed up, yet we can still keep the system floating? It'll be really interesting. And maybe they can do it and avoid chaos. Put in a new monetary system, do a reset, write off debts, and avoid chaos. I don't know if there's any possible way to do it, but it's a very interesting time. And she is right. We need to plan for the worst, hope for the best. And those of you that have been following economics, you know that the fundamentals are messed up. There's no way out of it other than some kind of bankruptcy. Hyperinflate out of bankruptcy maybe is a way to do it. That's what Weimar Germany did. They hyperinflated to get rid of all their debts. So maybe that's what's going to happen. And then that will be the currency reset. We'll see. It'll be very interesting. The other thing that happened this week was Trump signed the Right to Try bill. And that Right to Try bill, I think, is really great. Now, I did do some research all over the place, and a lot of the big media outlets, ABC News and CBS and all those guys, are saying this is really nothing. And despite good intentions and the legislation's name, Right to Try legislation grants no rights. It would merely grant permission for a patient to try to get experimental medication from a pharmaceutical company. So they're basically saying it grants no rights. But the reality is that it gets the FDA out of the process. Basically, as long as the drug passes phase one of the FDA saying it has the basic safety requirements, then it's free game for people who are terminally ill. Like, they're going to die no matter what with the current drugs that are available on the market. Then they have the right to try whatever they want to try that has passed phase one requirements. And the phase one requirements is a pretty low standard compared to the other phases. 90% of the costs come in phase three. And phase one is pretty low bar in comparison. So the fact that the phase one is so much less expensive and doable, it allows these smaller manufacturers a chance to get their product out to people who desperately, desperately need it. And it's not true what these mass media and what the people are saying, that it's not going to help. And this is why, because they're claiming that there's already a compassionate use law. But in doing my research, I'm realizing that almost nobody uses this compassionate use law because pharmaceutical companies are scared to death to use it through the FDA because they'll use it against them if something bad happens. So they have to take these terminally ill people, and if they end up dying, they use it against them, even though they get the worst cases. And if they could have gotten a person who was much healthier at the time, it might have worked. So they're really fearful. FDA claims that they approve everybody, or virtually 99.9% of the people that went through out of the 1,200 applications, they've approved almost all of them, 99% of them. But the reality is that very few even apply because the hurdles to apply is so high. It takes doctors over 100 hours just to get through the paperwork. And the hurdles are just so high that very, very few doctors even do it. And then the pharmaceutical companies are afraid to allow their drugs out. So doctors find it as a waste of time to even do it unless they can get approval from the pharmaceutical company ahead of time. So it's this big mess that's built into the system to not help people with these new drugs that might work, especially these cancer medications. And as people know, to get through phase four all the way through, it can cost over $2 billion to get a new drug to market. So the only players that are bringing drugs to market are these large international pharmaceutical companies, these small innovative companies where all this new research and really promising stuff is occurring. They can't afford to get it to market. And so anything that has to do with curing cancer or dealing with widespread disease is not getting to the people because of our system. And so this right to try really could put a dent in helping to break down this blockade. I'm hoping that other countries stay open, like Mexico and Switzerland and Bahama Islands, that these other countries stay a lot more open and free so that we can develop these drugs in other countries and maybe have another route, you know, medical tourism, another route to get safe drugs into the hands of Americans because our system is so broken. So we'll see that over time, what ends up happening. But I do see this as a good step going forward to at least making a difference long term. The other thing that happened, which is just crazy, is I had Ken the Scientist on this week, and we talked about the big C60 scam. There is a big player in the C60 market. I don't know how big. No, nobody's really big in this market yet, but he is in this small little pond. He was a pretty decent-sized player, and he was selling C60 with no C60 in it. And we uncovered that and talked about it in the show. The main supplier of C60 to the industry, the actual main base ingredient, did a lab study which showed that his product did not have any C60 in it. The problem is that this is, you know, Gaia Television is promoting this person, and it's creating a lot of controversy. And so there's been a lot of really negative trolling and comments on my webpage. And I can see, you know, people maybe, there's a placebo effect. So maybe some people really got some benefit out of it, which is really interesting. And if there is something beneficial in the product, it's supposedly this black and he's supposed to be more dense C60, which is ridiculous because carbon 60 molecule is, it is what it is. And so he's claiming that he has some alternative version of it that is so much more potent. And if he has something different, he should be telling people exactly what he has and not saying he has C60 when he doesn't. And it's important that the people understand that and realize that. But all these negative comments, I'm not sure if they're actually coming from the people. Maybe a few of them are. I actually think that there's trolling coming from the actual group that's selling it. And there's some pretty nefarious activities going on there. I just hope they come clean and they say what's actually in it and they come out and talk about the truth. Everything I do on the show is about the truth. We're not going to scam people, or at least that's my goal. Let's tell people exactly what we know. We're going to tell you what we know about something. And in this case, we know there isn't C60 in it. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for all those people who've gotten scammed. And even Ken, the scientist, said that he originally bought some from this guy and he was embarrassed about it because he thought there was C60 in it and there wasn't. So happens to the best of us. if you're embarrassed about it or if you've been scammed, I'm really sorry, but it's just important that you knew that the situation was out there. I want to tell you about some free things that are going on really soon, and I'll have the links below. There is Marjorie Wildcraft, which I just love her because she's somebody I can really trust. She's very genuine. And those of you who saw the shows that I've done, many shows with her on the Grow Network about teeth and about getting out of the pharmaceutical, growing your own food, lots of different things that she does. But she has a free report. It's the 7-day sugar challenge to get yourself off of sugar. As we all know, we get addicted to sugar, and sugar is such a huge part of what's causing problems in our society. That being said, there's a Candida Summit, which is all tied into sugar as well. These little bacteria and these awful little creatures that grow in your gut because it just feeds off your sugar, and then you get addicted to it even more. There's a free summit coming up about what it is and how to get rid of it, and I'll have the link below. And then there's also a cannabis summit coming up to tell you there's like 900 ailments that cannabis helps to treat, and you'll learn a lot about cannabis there in the summit. And don't forget, you can get the free lifetime membership to Green Flower. And I have that link below as well, which has a lot, hundreds of videos about cannabis. So there's a lot of free information out there. I'll put all the links below. We have a big week scheduled. I have Craig Sawyer coming on. He's going to be talking about what the vets are doing for children to break this sex trafficking horrible thing that's going on. I have Prime Minister David Williams coming back. You know, with our country, people are really waking up as to everything that's going on. And if we do end up having a breakdown where we demand things to change, we want to make sure we're educated on how we want things to change. We don't want lawyers all suited up coming in and scamming us out of what is rightfully ours. We need to understand how this country works, how countries work, how we establish right of ownership, right of self-determination. We want to understand that. He's going to come back on this week and talk about that. And I have so many other things lined up going forward. Lots of great things. And again, I want to thank all my patrons for supporting the show and for all of your great, great suggestion on guests. Many of the guests I get are from you and the suggestions that you give me. I listen and then I reach out for people. I just love that you're helping me with this. And this is all a community and us working together to get the truth out there. And again, my show is about getting us to think and see beyond how is the world changing? How can we make this place better? And you can't make it better without looking at what's really going on in this world. And some of that stuff is so dark. But it's important that we look at it. And it's important that we look at the positive too, because not everything is negative. There's a lot of really good stuff going on. So I want to go back and forth between, you know, some of the, you know, the big issues that we need to solve, but between some of the positive breakthroughs that are going on, because that's such a bright light showing us that we have the potential to get through so many of these problems that we have. It's all within us. We just have to have the fight and the determination to get it done. And think of it for our kids. You know, for me, my passion is for the next generation. You know, leaving a legacy of something. It's not for me, it's for others. Let's get to the truth so that we can make this place a better place for our kids and our grandkids. And so now I want to leave it with that. And you guys all have an amazing rest of the week.